one of the big reasons we have in South Sudan is food insecurity. Sometimes it's because of side effects or maybe because they are not able to access services. At the facility level, usually the challenges of treatment adherence or retention rates of patients, this is primarily linked to quality of ART services, whether people are getting enough treatment literacy or adherence support, or maybe just the quality of healthcare itself is not good enough. So people are not really adhering to the treatment. They are not taking their drugs every day.
Yes, and one can only imagine the effects, of course, when these drugs become resistant.
Yes. The main effect is failure of the treatment. Here we mean that HIV treatment, we have various levels of drugs. We have 5 different types of drugs and over 25 among those different types. So the first line treatment is the simplest, cheapest, less toxic, the most efficient type of medication. If this one fails, the person needs to go on a second line treatment, which often is more expensive and more toxic. And in South Sudan, the second line is currently not available, and this is a big challenge for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, what regions of the world is drug resistance most common and why?
This is coming up in countries that are scaling up treatment. You know, WHO recently approved the test and treat approach, which South Sudan has also adopted. With this test and treat, a lot more people are going on treatment, so sometimes the quality of care that is provided or the support they receive from communities is not good enough. So they are not really adhering to their treatment very well and therefore creating the resistance. The report says that they have found in countries such as Zambia, Uganda, Nigeria, Kenya, that almost 40% of those who are restarting treatment, so they have stopped their treatment and then they are restarting, they have drug resistance.
Yeah.
And then furthermore, about 10%, those that are just starting treatment, are also drug resistant already. And this is mainly because of having unprotected sex with a person who is living with HIV, who is already on treatment, and therefore they get the resistance through that.
Well, let me get this right. So if someone is already on the ARV test and he infects somebody, that person is likely to have a resistance.
Yes.
Now, in South Sudan, is there a reason for patients in South Sudan to be worried?
Yes, there's a number of reasons. I mean, at an individual level, it's an individual choice. Really, it's a matter of taking your drugs at the same time every day without missing. But already we have challenges. For example, it is estimated that about 25% of people that start treatment are lost to follow-up within the first year of treatment. This is a big problem that could also lead to resistance. The current crisis has affected health services. People have been displaced, and therefore a lot of people could have been cut off from their HIV treatment. This is a big challenge, a big problem we need to be looking into. Also, the other challenge we have is the quality of ART services is not very good. Often people don't do regular checkups. In some places, we don't have even the CD4 monitoring capacity. In the whole country, we don't have the viral load or resistant monitoring capacity. These are facility-level challenges that are worrying in terms of this trend of HIV strains that are resistant to drugs.
Yes, and are there any options available for a patient who developed this resistance to HIV drugs?
Definitely, the options are there. We have, like I said, over 25 different drugs. So with a physician, they can make a decision to move to a different combination of drugs. The challenge we have in South Sudan is that this is not currently available. So the people that are on second line drugs often get it from countries like Uganda or Kenya. They are not able to access it here. This is something that the World Health Organization, together with the Ministry of Health, are working towards to make sure that we also have the resistant monitoring capacity, viral load capacity, as well as the second line drugs to provide to people who may need this.
All right. Finally, Mumtaz, is there anything else you'd like to share with us on this particular HIV drug resistance?
The other thing I want to mention is the issue of stigma and discrimination. This is fueling treatment adherence challenges. When a person, especially in a displacement situation, imagine being in an IDP camp, and if there's high stigma, a person cannot take their drugs, have to hide. So this is a challenge for individuals to take their drugs, to adhere to their drugs. So we all need to work against this. Stigma and discrimination kills. HIV does not kill. You don't have to die. But stigma and discrimination is what is killing a lot of people in our country, but also worldwide. So we all need to make an effort to stop stigma and discrimination, because this can affect all of us.